Thank you. It was a little late getting that unmute button. I'd like to thank the council for this opportunity to speak on this ordinance that would supposedly provide transparency in labor negotiations for public workers in Whatcom County. I am a retired refinery employee. I am a retired president of United Steelworkers Local 12-591. Representing refinery workers, I now serve on the executive committee of the Washington State Blue Green Alliance. As many have stated tonight, this ordinance has nothing to do with transparency. This is a page right out of the playbook of dark money forces in this country who have no intention of seeking transparency for beneficial reason. They're really about division. They're about intimidation. Their ultimate goals are small government, defunding government. And so this is an attack on the common good. This is an attack on public interest and all of those who benefit from the common good. Public workers are essential workers for the common good. Every citizen of Whatcom County who calls 911 for a first responder is harmed by this ordinance. Everyone who expects roads and bridges to be safe is harmed. Everyone who needs clean water, clean air is harmed potentially. Even those county employees that help us ensure free and fair elections, that help manage and audit public revenue so that it's used efficiently and effectively. Everyone who relies upon that is harmed. And of course, this is just the first step. If they get their foot in the door, the very next step may well be attacking teachers, public schools, and every other institution that's funded by public dollars being used to serve the public good. I would encourage council members to vote this thing down, as it's clearly a present danger to the best interests of citizens in Whatcom County. I thank you again for this time and for your work in protecting those interests of the citizens of Whatcom County. Thank you.